Mishnah Yomi continues in chapter 6 of Sota, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet today. Now, Mishnah Gimel is going to explain the logic behind what we learned yesterday. Recall yesterday we said you need two qualified witnesses for the warning, the kinui, of the husband to the wife not to go behind closed doors. But we mentioned yesterday and back in chapter 1, there's a machloket. Rabbi Eliezer says even one witness is enough for the seclusion, the stira. Rabbi Yoshua says you need two. But we mentioned yesterday, if it was, there was a lot of gossip going around, even though he couldn't bring her to be a sota, to be tested, they should probably get divorced anyway, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Mishnah Gimel, Shahaya Bedin, would it not be logical? Uma im edut rishona, and what about the first testimony, meaning for the warning, and also Rabbi Yeshua talking about for the seclusion? She'eno sarta iser olam, it does not make the wife permanently prohibited to live with her husband and stay married. It needs no less than two valid witnesses. Now let's compare Edut Achrona, the final testimony, meaning what we saw in Mishnah Beit. If someone, one person, comes forward, even a witness who's not normally trusted in halachic matters, and they say that there was actual adultery, it will make her permanently prohibited to the husband. The sota test will not work if there's such witness testimony. Einodin shelo titkayim b'chot mishnayim. Shouldn't it be logical that you need at least two valid witnesses for that kind of testimony? After all, it will have a more permanent and unfixable effect. So that logic is true, but the Mish explains Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells us, the eid ein ba. This is in Bamidbar, chapter 5, verse 13. There's no testimony about her. There's not even a single witness about her, which implies kol eidu sheyesh ba. If there's any form of testimony, any witness at all, about actual adultery, then she would not be tested as a sota. Now the Mishnah puts the logic in the other direction. Kal v'chomer, you could make a logical derivation. Kal v'chomer is literally from the light or lenient to the strict context. Le'edut harishona me'ata. You could make a logical argument about the first testimony from here. Uma im edut achrona. What about the final testimony? If one person came forward and said there was actual adultery, she'asarta iser olam, it would make her permanently prohibited. They can't do the sota test anymore. Harehi mitkayemet be'ed echad. And we see that it works with even one witness, ve'ed ein ba, any sort of witness. Now let's compare edut rishona, the first testimony about the stira, she'eino sarta iser olam, it does not make her permanently prohibited. They just need to go through with the test if they want to stay married. Would it not be logical to say you only need one witness for that? Talmud Lomar, but the Torah says, and this is in Devarim chapter 24, Ki motza ba, because the husband found in her ervat davar, a matter of immorality. Now, davar is a key word here. Olahalan hu omer, and the Torah says also about this word davar, al pi shnei edim, on the word of two witnesses, yakum davar. A davar, a matter, is established. And this is the normal way to establish any fact in halacha and in monetary law where the context is there. You need two kosher witnesses. So they explain this davar-davar comparison. Ma lahalan al pi shnayim edim, just like by a money case, a financial lawsuit, you need two witnesses. Afkan al pi shnayim edim. So two, by the warning and by the stira, according to Yeshua, you need two valid witnesses. Now Mishnah Dalet gets into what about if there's a contradiction. Omer eid omer nitmeit. One witness says she had committed adultery. Ve'eid omer lo nitmeit. And another one says, no, that's not what happened. Or Isha omeret nitmet, a woman comes forward and says, I saw there was adultery, v'isha omeret lo nitmet. And another woman says, no, there was not. Haita shote, she could still drink the water, she could still go through with the sota test to prove her innocence. This does not disqualify her from taking the test. Or echad omer nitmet, one witness said she had committed adultery behind closed doors, shnaim omerim lo nitmet. And two witnesses say, no, she did not. Haita shote. Again, she can go through with the test and drink the water and prove her innocence. Shnaim omrim nitmet. But if you have two who say she was unfaithful, echad omer lo nitmet, and only one says that's not what happened, lo haita shote. She could not go through with this test. Again, once you have the two witnesses, al pi shnei edim yakum davar, that establishes it as a halachic fact, and we don't need the test anymore. Because she's considered legally guilty. Tizku le mitzvot, yashar koach.